Students at LAUSD could be adding ethnic studies as part of their graduation requirement. Ethnic studies can mean taking courses in Latin American, African American, American Indian, and Asian American studies. Rongo Chez, a teacher at Maya Angelou Community High School, says the requirement would be one class that students will have to take any time before they graduate.
So it's time that we institutionalize these classes. That is not just an alternative or an option, but it's actually a requirement for graduation.
Elmo Gomez, a youth organizer of Labor Community Strategy Center, says he saw firsthand how ethnic studies can help shape youth's lives.
And then just learning about what happened and being not just reading about it, but feeling like I'm a part of it, like feeling like I'm one of those descendants that's coming from those roots and that this is who I am as a person and this is where I come from culturally.
Gomez said he started taking more interest in his classes after taking ethnic courses and his grades went up. He attended college and started working with high school students.
When you learn about these things, not only do you learn about them, but you're able to come back to your neighborhood and pinpoint how everything has structurally been created.
But David Lair, president of Community Advocates, Inc., says this will just be burdensome to students and academically unnecessary.
90% of the students in LA Unified are of color. It's kind of, you know, they live their life every day with diversity, with kids of other persuasions and other ethnicities and other races. You know, this is not the lily white LA Unified of 60 years ago.
The LAUSD school board will decide this afternoon if the curriculum will be added. The change can go into effect as soon as the next school year with a pilot program at 5 different high schools. The board hopes this will help close the achievement gap, reduce student truancy, and student dropout. JJ Maldonado, Annenberg Radio News.